Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your host. This is your brother. This is your man of God, Ron. I'm back with another episode. First off, I want to say thank you guys. We started this podcast, about 2 weeks ago. Literally, not even, less than 2 weeks. We're on the sixth episode. And man, I looked at some of the analytics the other day. Matter of fact, this morning before I went to work. And you guys are, and I haven't done any real promotion or marketing. I uploaded to the directory on different platforms, and I did a little things on my social media, but man, you guys are responsive. You guys are downloading. I appreciate you guys. We even had a few downloads in Japan, which I thought was kind of insane. Like Japan. So shout out to Japan. Where else we had some downloads? Japan was the only, I got to go look back at the analytics. I think the other place was like in Europe somewhere, like the UK or something. I can't remember. But regardless of the fact, you guys have been showing love definitely here in the U.S., definitely in Georgia where I'm from. Thank you guys for downloading. Thank you guys for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. But we're back. We're back with another episode, man. This one is going to be called Package Delivered. Package delivered. And I actually was going to go a different route, but something happened today at work that just kind of, I had no choice. I had to be obedient because something happened today and it just package delivered. Package delivered. Now, what do I mean by package delivered? This is related to the idea of receiving blessings, gifts, or messages from God. Just like a package that is carefully prepared and delivered to its, to you, to the person who the package is for, spiritual blessings are seen as gifts from God that are meant to uplift, encourage, and guide individuals in their faith journey. Now, the particular or the actual situation that happened today was I was at work, right? And we had a delivery by the dock in the back of the hospital where some of the deliveries come, whether it's the food, whether it's Amazon, FedEx, whatever, just delivery. And I was sitting out back and I was speaking to one of my coworkers, and he was just talking about just his faith walk. And we always, like, whenever we see each other in the morning or when we have our little 15-minute breaks or whatever, whenever we just stopping by and we see each other, we always discuss God, faith, and Jesus, and just our walk, right? So we were sitting there, and he was just going on and on about a few things, man. Relationship stuff with, you know, his baby moms and the new girl. And then we were discussing just a bunch of different things, right? And, you know, one of the things that I know for me is not just trusting in God, but remembering His promise and trusting in the provisions that He has set for your life. See, you can't have provisions without the vision. Habakkuk 2 and 2 tell us to write the vision and make it plain, so that he that sees it runs. So you cannot have provisions without the vision. But one of the things that I've been speaking to God about and going to God about, which I'm not going to say here because that's between me and our Heavenly Father, right? But my coworker, my friend from work, he was speaking about he didn't like ordering with, you know, FedEx or somebody, whatever, because they always put his package on his neighbor's door. And I said, well, when God sends you your package, that's for you. He won't send it to, you know. And it was just something I heard from, I don't know if it was Pastor Jamal Bryan or whoever I was listening to. I can't remember. But I kind of just brought that back up in conversation, right? So, you know, we laughed about it. And he was like, yeah, you're right, you know, because I asked for this, whatever, you know, a new relationship, whatever the case, whatever he asked for, he received it. And then when he said that, it made me remember, you know, how I got my new job, how I got just other different things in the past, you know, things that I've asked for. Even I can go back until when I was 13 years old and I prayed for, you know, a wife and a family and children and things of that nature. And he's always answered. He's always answered, you know, those prayers, right? He's always answered those prayers. There hasn't been a time that I haven't cried out to him and he hasn't delivered the package. So let's go to scripture, right? Psalms 34:17 says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Now, this verse reassures believers that God hears their prayers and delivers them from difficulties. Now, in a sense, when we say package delivered, being delivered, right? Because His word tells us that He is a deliverer. He is a deliverer. Whether it's out of your difficulties, whether if it's delivering the message or the prayers that you ask for. So I'm here to tell you today, package delivered. Package delivered. And what was so crazy about my conversation with my brother from work, man, is like after we got through talking, this is why you got to pay attention. Ooh, it gets deep. It gets deep. When God begins to unveil, when he begins to show you things behind the veil or to unveil, removing the veil, you begin to see things and things begin to happen in a different. And if you're missing it, if you just think it's just what you're seeing in the physical eye, then you'll miss it. You'll miss it. And I'm not going to give away too much because, you know, I don't want to do that. I'll just say, get in your word and build your relationship. He'll begin to show you. But I will say this. There was, like, right after me and my boy was speaking, he walked off. So I went into the shop and then came back out, and the FedEx guy, pulled up, and he had a bunch of boxes, a bunch of packages on his little cart that he uses to deliver the things, right? And you know, I opened the door for him because I had my badge and whatever. But as he's coming up, a few boxes fell off the cart. So me, just generously, I pick them up. It was a few of them. I boom, 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 stacked them up, you know. And he was like, "Man, nah, man, I appreciate that." He said, He said, you picked those up like they was yours. I said, hey, what's for me is for me, right? I don't see my name on them, though. And he kind of just looked at me. And then even in that exchange or that transaction between me and the FedEx delivery driver, something dawned on me. And that's, again, why that was just another reason why I'm making this podcast, to tell you guys, package delivered. Because what dawned on me was, in that transaction and picking up those boxes, I realized that two out of the three biggest things that happened with my brand and my business came today as well. There are some things I got. I established and made official through trademarks and copyright and things of that nature, just things like that. But the documentations came. So I was like, wow. So I just really, really want you guys to, who's listening, man, if God has given you something to do, or if there's a business, if there's a book, if there's whatever it may be, whatever it may be, an idea, whatever he's given you that you know God gave you, and you've already made the vision plain. And it may not even be anything of that nature. If you've overcame a certain addiction, or even forgiven certain people and restoring relationships, just anything that you know he delivered you from. In my quarter, I see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Package is delivered. And now you gotta go tell, you gotta go share that with somebody. You have to go tell somebody. And I would love, and this is another thing I want for us to be able to engage more, is go on my social medias, Unveiled by Grace. Go on my social medias, my Instagrams, my TikToks, Facebook, Unveiled by Grace. Go there, comment, share. When you guys share the audio for now, we'll engage, man. We'll go back and forth, man. I would love to hear you guys' testimonies and share these things with our community. But your package was delivered. Cry out. When you cry out to him. Whoo. And look, don't get so caught up on when you know what he told you to do. Just do it and stay in prayer, stay in his presence, because if nobody's home to receive the package, man, they take it back, except for Amazon. But my point is, he will deliver. I'm a living proof and testimony. And I just found it very peculiar, I'll say, from speaking to my brother, and then meeting all in the length of 5 minutes. And then when I get home, that's what was in the mail. But another thing, man, a package being delivered also signifies God's faithfulness, provision, as I spoke about, and care for his people. It reminds us believers to stay open and receptive to the gifts and meditate on that. Man, he take care of his own. And I'm here to tell you, man, wow, like, he's taking care of me. He's taking care of me and my family. Man, if you guys only knew, and I think I'll just make an episode that's truly, truly dives into my journey up until now. I mean, I've been in the lowest of valleys. And he's brought me out of so many things. So when I say he delivers, I'm not just talking about the blessings. I'm saying he will deliver you from danger. He will deliver you from yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, I'm not, I really didn't want to switch it, but I mean, you gotta get it all in its fullness. Because I think a lot of Christians and just a lot of people who don't necessarily know God and don't necessarily know who Jesus is and what their walk is, this faith walk, isn't the, I don't like the word easy. It's not that it's not easy, because it's simple, but it, the requirements, the sacrifice, the fire, the heat gets turned up a bit. You know, there's some suffering that so many of us, like, for instance, I'll say this because I've delivered for Amazon and I work for the post office and delivered for the post office. Delivering packages is not easy work. It's the things you got to do before you even get the packages into your truck to sort it, to make sure it gets to the right person. So there's so much in delivering packages that, and no, I am not comparing it to how God delivers. Just hear what I'm saying to you. There's a difference between the recipient and the one who's delivering. Now, you put in the order, but to get that package to you, to receive your package, first you got to be home. Yeah. Well, technically, no, we can leave it at your, in your mailbox. But my point is, there's a process. There's a process when it comes to delivering packages. And this process of this faith walk and walking with God and being a cooperator, a him being your partner. Come on now. Ooh, hoo, hoo. Oh my God, you are amazing. You are wonderful. You are all knowing. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Man, I could definitely go so far, but I'm a pull back, and I just want to say and tell you guys that package delivered. Your consistency, your faith has put your package in route, and because of your diligence and your steadfastness, your package has been delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been delivered. It's been delivered. And God will not send it to nobody else's door. receive the package. I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. This was interesting. This definitely leads into the actual podcast I wanted to do, or the episode I wanted to do before this one, which I'll probably do on the next one, which is Made Up Mind. We'll get more into that. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. My birthday is in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today. It usually falls on Father's Day weekend, but it'll be that Monday. So shout out your boy. Please shout out. You know, if you don't, that's fine. But yes, my birthday will be in 2 weeks on June 17th. I'm excited. Planning some things, man. I want to take the wife out. I want us to do something that weekend. Special. So, siblings, mom, grandmoms, uncles, aunts, we need y'all to get the kids. But no, I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your brother, your host, your man of God, Ron. I love you guys. And man, just thanks for tuning in. You guys don't even understand how excited I am. I mean, I promise to keep the content coming. But truly, truly, this is a journey. This is a journey. We are being unveiled by grace together. So let's walk this walk together. I love you guys, and I definitely see you guys. Talk to you guys in the next episode. Hope you guys have a great rest of your evening. Today is Monday, so I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. But I'm sure you will hear from me before the end of the week. So I'll talk to you guys then. Have a good one. I love you, but Jesus loves you more. Shalom.